listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about things that are obvious, things that are as obvious as water being wet and rocks being hard. Here, I want to read you from Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, where we read this. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy. Now, Philippians chapter 2 begins with the nature and work of Jesus in a powerful and poetic way. But Paul's purpose was to help the Christians of the church in Philippi to get along better. So he challenged them before talking about this glorious nature and work of Jesus by introducing the basis for unity, humility, and love among Christian believers. If the Philippian Christians had received the things he mentioned in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, then they had a responsibility to do what Paul was about to teach them. So think about the things that he mentions in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. First, if there is any consolation in Christ. Friend, is there any consolation in Christ? Of course there is. Every Christian should know what it is to have Jesus console their soul. In Luke chapter 2, verse 25, it tells us that Jesus is the consolation of Israel. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5, we read, "For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ." 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 tells us that God has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace. Of course there's consolation in Jesus Christ for the believer, but are you experiencing it? Then here's the second thing he mentions in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. He says, if there is any comfort of love. Friend, is there any comfort of love? Of course there is. Every Christian should know what it is to have Jesus give them the comfort of his love. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 says that God is the God of all comfort. There is no circumstance beyond God's reach to bring us comfort. The word comfort in this passage is the ancient Greek word paraklesis. The idea behind this word in the New Testament is more than sympathy. It has the idea of strengthening, helping, and making strong. The love of God in our life makes us strong and brave. So, of course, there is comfort of love in Jesus Christ. But are you experiencing it? Then here's a third thing that he mentions in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. He says, is there any fellowship of the Spirit? So, is there any fellowship of the Spirit? Well, of course there is. Every Christian should know what it is to have the fellowship of the Spirit. You see, fellowship is that ancient Greek word koinonia. It means the sharing of things in common. We share life with the Spirit of God that we never knew before. The Holy Spirit fills us, guides us, and moves us in our life in a powerful and precious way. So, of course, there is fellowship of the Spirit, but are you experiencing it? Now, is there any affection and mercy? Well, is there affection and mercy in the Christian life? Of course there is. Every Christian knows something of the affection of God and the mercy of God. But here's the question, are you experiencing those things? The way that Paul wrote Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 suggests to us that these things should be obvious parts of the Christian's experience. These things should be just as real in our life as the wetness of water, the hotness of fire, and the hardness of rocks. They should be obvious. But here's the question. Are they obvious parts of your life? I think that as you put your focus and your trust in Jesus Christ, they can be, starting today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.